DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Right, let me introduce you all to Abby, who needs to be on The Voice Discuss because she thinks that she's going to be walking into work and there's going to be pretty... It's going to be pretty tense. Hey, Abby.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm freaking out. You don't know. Like, I just don't know what to do.
All right. So I think we've probably all done this before, and I haven't heard the story, but I'm assuming that you wrote an email and you were planning on deleting it and you accidentally sent it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no. This is not good.
You know what I've done similar to that? Have you ever done the reply to all? When you only you're replying to
one person about
it. Yeah. So like, yeah. There's an email going around with all of us, and I'm, you know, I decide I want to talk crap to about Jen Hobby to Bert, but I hit reply to all, and then I'm like,
did you were you replying to something? Is that why his or her or your boss's address was in the
No, I wasn't replying.
What happened?
I in my past, I just would always kind of sometimes I kind of had a short temper, and I'd say too much. Right away when I was in a, you know, frustrating situation or when I was hurt, my feelings were hurt, or when I was mad about something. And someone had once made a suggestion to me that when you're mad at someone or upset or hurt,
write them a letter, but don't mail it. Just get it all out and then wait a day or two, look it over, and, you know, if you don't feel compelled to actually send it, you just rip it up. And it really was great advice for me, and I used this, you know, this idea for difficult times. And, I mean, it's really, recently, or a few years ago, I just started doing it with email because it was just the easiest thing. I always had my computer around. So anyway, often, instead of literally writing the letter down, I write an email, and I don't even put the address in, and I just hit save as draft. And then I can review it later, and I mean, I hardly ever send anything, and if I do, I've revised it heavily after I've cooled down. Well, my boss called a meeting the other day, and she just was so obnoxious in the meeting and talking down to us and telling us to step everything up and including the way we dress, and it just, like, maybe she had some valid points, but it was the way she went about it. It really was bad for morale. It didn't take into account a lot of hard work we've done. It just was so obnoxious, and I was furious. I really felt she had not approached the situation well or even correctly. So as soon as the meeting was done, I knew what I had to do to calm down and to be able to go forward. So I wrote everything I felt. I even talked about her appearance, remember? I never thought I would send this, but she had insulted how we dressed and came to work, and
And you know you knock out that email in like 60 seconds because yeah. you're so mad.
And you're
just
so loud.
Stream of consciousness.
Yes.
And it might as well, you might as well hit caps lock. Because you're yelling.
Your heart's pounding.
What are some of the specifics that you put in there that were that you just wanted to get off
the show? I told her that we said in the office some people have said she looks like a troll, or sometimes people have said that she actually looks like a man in drag, and I couldn't believe she would tell us to step it up when she really does look like a man in drag. I mean, and I mean, I know how someone looks is often really not something to be mean about, but the point was I wasn't going to send it. And I don't know why I did this, but, like, I, instead of not putting her address in, I when I went to the address section, you know when you have memory in your computer?
Yes.
So, like, I hit a letter for her address, forgetting that it was going to give me the memory because I forgot I had actually emailed her, like, 2 weeks before about something.
So it filled in the email address.
Yeah, and then, like, I was going to go back and erase it, but I just didn't even think about it.
Oh.
And then I got a phone call after I typed everything out, and I was doing two things at once, like multitasking. And as I thought I was going to save this draft, like, the cursor skipped. You know how that happens sometimes? Like,
what you're trying to say is you typed in her email address and hit send.
Yeah, not deliberately hit send, but did hit.
Accidentally.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified to go in. I'm terrified.
Like, when did you realize that you hit send? Did the panic set in as soon as you sent it, or was it a couple of hours later?
I pretty much saw it happen, so I knew it happened.
This is the equivalent of locking the keys in the car, but you realize it just as the door is closing.
Yes. But it's even worse.
Except your car's not going to fire you.
Right.
So now, did you want to send her, like, another one right away?
I didn't know what to do. I mean, did I want to? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, like, did you want to send her, like, an apology one? Like, oh, that wasn't intended for you, or, like...
I didn't know what to do, so no, I can't even say I wanted to do that because I didn't think it would do any good.
When did this happen?
Yesterday afternoon.
Wait, so you haven't been in the office yet?
No.
Was her name anywhere in the email?
Her name in the email?
Like, in the body of the email where you actually wrote out to her.
Like, was it
her name?
Was it,
like,
clear that you were writing about her, or can you pawn it off like it was...
someone else.
Yeah. It was addressed to her.
Oh.
So there were specifics like, I can't...
You know? Mm-hmm.
It was like, I can't believe you just gave that talk when you look like a man yourself, or whatever.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna... I mean, yeah, she knows it's about her to her.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
This is going to be the longest drive of your life today when you got to go in there.
Now, I don't know. What do I do? Do I just say, I'm so sorry. Well, I did a bad thing, and it's my fault, and I'm sorry. What do I do?
How many emails does she get? Because I know I'm not.
Oh, my God. You mean you think she didn't open it yet?
I
didn't even think of that.
What a break.
I'm just wondering. Like, you said, because I would immediately walk in there and say, I'm so sorry. And she'll be like, for what?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know how in the world you're going to get that email back, but there's a possibility that she hasn't checked email yet.
Is there...
Can I hack into her system?
Is there some kind of situation that you can almost manufacture that would put you in her office one-on-one with the door closed? So,
yeah, how about this?
Well,
I think you're going to fire me later.
Talk to her privately, but I mean, if she read it, I'm still dead, you know?
But here's what I'm saying is that...
I'm dead meat.
What we're trying to avoid here is you confessing to an email that she hasn't seen yet.
If
you get into her office and it's a closed-door meeting between you and she, and you bring up another topic, chances are pretty good if she's seen that email, she will address it then. But if she hasn't, you'll walk out of the office and she hasn't seen it yet.
I think you'll know by her first reaction to you. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you have to have a closed door meeting. When I worked in corporate America, if I'd sent an email like that to my boss, as soon as I walked in the door and she saw me, like, she would call me into her office immediately. You know? So you'll know.
Yes.
Pretty
absolutely.
Quickly whether
from
or
her
not
body
she
language,
yes.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. You'll know.
But what do I do either way?
I mean,
I think you just have to apologize and you have to explain that you never intended to send it, but that sometimes when you get frustrated with her, you write her a letter. I mean, I don't know what else you can do.
But if honest. You read it, how do I get rid of it?
You can't.
You can't recall. She's going to read it.
Unless it hasn't been opened yet, can't you recall it?
Depends on what software you're using, I think. Like,
can we call email? I've never known how to do that.
You can do it, I think, if both people are on the same server or whatever it's called in Outlook, but if it's
I didn't even know you could do that.
Another sir, maybe you can.
There's one lame one that says, "This party wishes to
recall
the email."
Message. But it's but already then, been emailed,
right? Mm-hmm. Then it makes you curious about what she's trying to recall or he's trying to recall. So you read it.
I think
right.
That's what happens if you and some IT dude who knows more about this than we do will call up. But I think that recall message comes if you try to recall a message that's been sent like outside of that system, because that does make you go. Why?
Wait a second.
Why you want to recall
right.
it?
Yeah.
Good morning, Danny. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Burso. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Look, I did the same thing not very long ago. And I looked around. I remember AOL used to have a feature where you can go, like, delete, unsend message. But I don't think they do that anymore. What I did, I just walked in. It was my boss, same situation. It's a whole lot worse if they find out after the fact and they're like, hey, why did you send this email? You're out of here. I honestly think you should just walk in there and just be like, look, I was really pissed off yesterday. I was really upset. This is, you know, it was my way of blowing off steam. I don't really think any of these things. Sometimes we say things we don't mean when we're upset, but I just wanted to apologize ahead of time. And if she has no idea what the email was because she hasn't read it yet, I think it would say a whole lot about her if she just took the initiative and was like, look, I was just really upset. I'm really sorry.
Agreed.
This is probably the best thing.
I mean, great advice.
You go in there and you say, this was my inner monologue.
And then I would go to cumulusjobs.com because she's never going to trust you again.
Cumulus, I mean, the power of radio.
We know not to send those emails.
Well, right. Because, I mean, I was just trying to think if I was on the receiving end of something like that, even if you did come in and say, listen, I'm sorry, I was mad at you yesterday, you know, all those things, I think he's right that it says something about you that you're willing to admit it, but I don't think that she'll trust you ever again. You don't have an ally.
Keep your job.
You don't have an ally in her.
But you can keep the job if you go in there and proactively.
Maybe. Or you're on the
short list. But right now, I mean, it's worth keeping.
For one more paycheck.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Shannon?
Hey there. I was just going to say, if she goes in and she can tell that the boss hasn't read the letter yet, then explain what happened. Say that she was just really upset yesterday and she did just write a frustrated email. It was not intended to be sent, and just ask her to please give her the benefit of the doubt and just not open it and just delete it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
Curiosity would kill the cat. She would have to go read it then.
I would.
You bring attention to that. Yeah, that's the first thing she's doing is she's going.
Absolutely. Is that the right analogy, or did I just make the wrong one?
No, that's good.
Curiosity kills the cat, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That should be 30 years old.
Yeah. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought I had it wrong.
All right. Don't take any wooden nickels.
If she gets in early, then the early bird.
Oh, my God.
The stitch in time doesn't make any sense.
Good morning, Q100. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm great.
What's up?
I think that she should forward her a ton of spam emails. And when she goes to look at her, you know, inbox, she'll be like, let me get rid of all of this. And she'll possibly erase hers, too.
That is a long shot.
That is tricky.
You should just spam the entire account.
I had a thought of, I don't know where you find viruses.
Illegal.
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, Melissa's always under the speed limit. So there's no, we're going to.
What if I get a speeding ticket? I'm not going to, you know.
Right.
Sabotage the cop car because he pulled me over.
When you go to traffic court, what you need to do is set the fire alarm.
Yeah, that's
so everybody rushes out of court.
Perfect.
So you don't have to.
I'm not saying I'm offering a suggestion.
You're a jerk.
Why don't
I like it.
Why don't you see if there's a way to get a virus onto her computer and crash the whole thing?
Okay.
She's listening to you.
So what?
You know how to do that?
No. But I think you can Google it or Bing it. And I think you can find a virus and you can, you know.
Okay.
That's messed up. You can't do that. You'll get a lot of trouble.
That's so irresponsible.
What the hell? Stop. I always say irresponsible stuff. So you're going to hit me now.
She's going to go to jail for
now. Now that you're a big national TV star, you can say things like that and get away with it.
Right, this has actually happened to Ashley here. Ashley, how did you handle it?
I actually pawned it off on someone else.
Attagirl.
I told them they were trying to frame me. That they didn't like me. They were trying to get me fired. And I told them that someone went in and sent it because they felt that way, but they were trying to get rid of me at the same time.
She didn't really believe that, did she? The boss believed that?
Well, it was hearsay, so she couldn't fire me.
Actually, hold, please. You know what? Let's just leave me alone right now, because I haven't... What if you
Shut
did?
Up!
What You're if you did jerk. Go in there?
Total jerk.
When God, she, are you still talking?
When she calls you in about that, this would be a good hour to send. When she calls you in to talk about that, why don't you act dumbfounded? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Come on. I mean, you're at, this is like.
We're trying to save her job. Actually, that's a good
idea. That's not going to work. Nobody can act that well.
If you're going to skirt around actually admitting it, that's the best way to skirt around it.
I agree with Jeff on that one.
This isn't some CW drama. This is
real
life. She's never going to be able to pull this off.
She's trying to save her job, though. It's like, what was that song? It Wasn't Me.
It Wasn't Me.
Well, the problem with all that.
Shaggy. It wasn't me.
The problem with that is that Georgia's they don't care. They can fire you for anything in Georgia. Yeah, I need cause here.
I like the guy who said you should go in and confront it head on.
What if you give her?
I don't know. It's so scary.
What if you give her a virus instead of putting one on the computer? What if you give her the swine flu?
Just go right in front of her and start sneezing on her.
Why don't you throw up on her face when you get to work? Or
finally, a good idea.
Or somehow.
I think our work is done here.
A bucket of that poopy cheddar hoochie water right in her mouth.
Hey, Abby, we'll talk to you on Monday to find out how it all went and see if you're still employed, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, another satisfied customer on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big.